Good morning, dear one. I am Amma, the Divine Mother of the Divine Mothers, and I am your mother. So what I want to share with you is some of what this one was talking about earlier. You know about encodements, you know about cells. Encodements are the energetic counterpart to the physical of cells. Encodements, of course, make up cells. You have heard of DNA. Now, some of you have studied the concept of DNA a little bit more than others. So you know that there are the two physical strands and then there are the 10 crystalline strands. So that makes up 12 strands of DNA. Now, what most of you, in fact, I'm not real sure any of you have heard, is that these 12 strands, as they are becoming more and more joining in the crystalline, and they are all double helix, as you would say. So you have the two strands, which is the double helix. Then you have five more double helixes, which are helixing together. How about that? I make a new word. Helixing together as they wound around. Dear ones, what is going to happen is that will go from 12 to 24. That's the next big manifestation, to 24. Because there will be so much energy, so much information contained within that. Let's stay with the two strands right now. And just know that the others are there. You may have heard it said that there is active and inactive DNA. And you may have heard it said that there is what some are calling junk DNA, which the scientists now know truly is not junk, but they're not that active. Now let's talk about your brain. You notice I'm dropping little pieces here. It is said that people at the most use maybe 4 or 5% of their brain. You may have heard 10%. Well, let's leave that to Einstein. And to some of these amazing humans that you are seeing, like the 10-year-old this one saw on Facebook who graduated from high school and was starting college. They use much more of their brain. Now, who uses the most of their brain? The ones who use the most of their brain are the ones who are able to integrate all layers of their brain together. They are able to integrate the triune brain, which is your reptilian, which keeps you breathing, your limbic brain, which is the feeling brain, and your cortex, which is the thinking brain. They are able to integrate that in the different levels. There's the white matter and the gray matter. And to send out these little connections everywhere where there's more information coming in and it's more coordinated. All of you have the potential to be geniuses. It is how your brains are made. And then what activates everything is this thing called love. The energy of love, not the emotion of love. If I ask you to experience love for someone, I want you just to pick out someone that's important to you. And I want you to get in touch with the love that you feel for them. Good. Now, I am going to ask you to do something a little bit different. I want you to get in touch with the gratitude and appreciation you have for them being part of your life. Did you notice how you expanded even more when you went into that place of gratitude and appreciation? That is because there is a purity of your experience of gratitude and appreciation. Gratitude and appreciation are words in your English language that have not been sullied by different definitions, whereas your word love has been. So you have the passionate love, you have the love as brothers and sisters, you have the love of giving all of yourself. Those are the different kinds of love as you hear from your Greek tradition. But when you go into gratitude and appreciation, Did you not feel your heart expand even more? Now, I'm going to ask you to do something that seems rather strange. I want you to go into the back of your heart center. Go deeply into the back of your heart center until you pass through. It's not a barrier, but it's an opening into the sacred space of yourself. This is your sacred space. There is an altar there. Everybody's altar is different. There's a room. It's an infinite room. It feels like it has boundaries, but it is an infinite room because you can change it. Now, what I would like you to do is ask for the representation of your double helix, two-stranded DNA to show up in front of you. Just imagine it any way you want it is there. If you can't imagine it, no worries. All of this is going to happen perfectly. Now, those of you who are clairvoyant are able to see the light shimmering from it. And there are some aspects where you will see that there is not light. It is almost like it is darkness. And I don't use darkness in the negative sense. I'm just simply using it as the absence of light. Let's put it in this way, is that you go into a room that is very dark and you flip the switch and you turn that on and it becomes alive with light. Well, that happens in your DNA. It happens also in your encodements, but we're going to work with the encodements in a little bit later. Everything that happens to you forms an energy. There is the energy of the event itself, and that could be other people's feelings, other people's thoughts, the actions, and it's the feelings behind it, the actual emotion that is there that causes the greatest changes. That comes into your system. It begins to penetrate the outer reaches of your aura. We'll start with the seventh layer, even though there are other layers of the aura. And the stronger your, let's say the shell of your egg is in that seventh layer, the stronger that is, the less effect other people's energy has upon you. Now that layer is a semi-permeable layer. It is, the stronger it is, the more it is resistant to low vibration energy. However, being semi-permeable, it accepts and absorbs high vibration energy. So if you have a strong outer layer of your aura, if I send you love, that outer layer will absorb that love. And if you have that strong layer and you have someone else who is angry at you for some reason, let's say you made a mistake and almost hit them on the freeway, as you were driving your car, and that person reacted with great anger because they were in great fear, and that energy comes towards you, if that outer layer is strong, that energy is repelled. It does not come into your system. However, if that outer layer is weak, that energy of anger, of fear, of whatever it is that they are sending, that energy comes into your energy field. And as it comes into your energy field, it makes changes in all the layers. Think of it as layers of water, if you would. And you have something that goes in through those layers of water and it makes changes until it stops. Well, where it stops is in your physical body. And it goes into the cellular level. Now, in your cells, many people aren't aware that in your cells is a whole nother system. Each cell is its own body. And there's a whole nother system within that cell. Those of you who have studied some cellular biology know that there are things, there are all kinds of other organs, they call them organelles, And one of those organs is your DNA. Now I'm going to talk about two parts in your cells. You have your mitochondria, which are the powerhouses of your cells, and you have your DNA, which, as you know, is your genetic code. Now, just because you have passed on to you from generations a gene for diabetes, say, or breast cancer, or colon cancer, or pneumonia, that does not mean that you are automatically going to become diabetic or alcoholic or have breast cancer. What it means is that in your family line, we're talking genetic family line, something happened. Something happened, an energy came in which changed that gene. It mutated it into something else. Now your science is starting to discover that the emotions that you have are changing your gene. They are discovering that if you want to become pregnant, that it is really best to start purifying yourself a good year beforehand. That doesn't mean just women, it means men and women. Because there are changes within the sperm of any drugs that you use, prescription or as they call recreational. There are changes in the ovum and in the sperm. There are changes in the DNA. There's much of your DNA which is not yet activated. Now, I'm not talking about the DNA of, say, cancer or diabetes. There's this one that I sent her. She has, from her family, the gene for diabetes. How can she avoid it? Well, one is to do exactly what she has been working on of late, is to eliminate sugar from her diet and to eliminate refined foods. But the most important thing is to be in her heart spot and to be in a place of love and appreciation of everyone. But here's the but. The most important is to be in love and appreciation of herself. If you wish to avoid having the genes which are the ones that you would rather not have active, diabetes, cancer, alcoholism, any of those that you can imagine in your family, and you go, oh, I don't want that one. The way to avoid that is to be in a place of love for yourself. When you are in that place of love for yourself, you are in that place of love for others. The way you treat others is a reflection of your love for yourself. Now, when I say, let me change that, it's not exactly just the way you treat others, it is also the emotion behind the way you treat them. So let's say that you see someone in the store and they may have only one or two things in their shopping cart and you have 40 and just with great openness, you just say, please go before me. That has a different energy to it than if you look at that person and you go, well, maybe I'll get something if I let them go before me. It's a different energy. So when it's a generosity of heart that just comes, the reward, I'm putting reward in quotes, because it's not reward, it's the law of reciprocity, is that that energy of your openness comes back into you. The more you love yourself, the more that love goes out to others, and the more that love returns to you. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody is going to accept your love. There will be people who will not. It just gives you the chance to do extra healing, right? Now let's go back to where Metatron was talking. You agreed to experience the differences of love and not love. You agreed to come here from a place of absolute unconditional love, unconditional positive regard, and to come into the place where people may not like you at all. Where you, from your heart, do good things and people do terrible things to you as a result. Where you begin to doubt whether or not it is even of goodness, if it is even helpful to do good things. If only you could see the energy that occurs with you, you would know that yes, every action you do from your heart, not from your little ego, but from your heart, results in the moving out of love into this planet, which in itself, because of its high vibration, helps to clear energy in the planet. Now, part of that reason that you forgot of who it is that you are was so that you could truly experience for this infinity what it is like to not know you are love. My dear ones, it is the time of the fifth dimension. You are moving into a place of ascension. Ascension means that you come to know who it is you truly are. People will ask, how can I ascend? Become love. But I am already love, correct? So now be love. Know in the very depths of your being, every cell that you have, every gene that you have, that you are love. And what happens is that you will see aspects, see that the double helix in front of you that I had you have there, because you're there in the middle, in your, the back of your heart center. That double helix that is there. What I want you to do is I want you to bring back that experience of gratitude and appreciation for that person you love. This person outside of yourself. Much easier to do it for outside. That's what we're working at changing today. Doesn't matter if it's your spouse or your partner, or your best friend, or your child. Move in that place of appreciation. You can bring an event to mind. Move into that place of appreciation. Now I want you to take a deep breath. And when you exhale, I want you to send from your heart that appreciation to that representation of your genetic code in front of you. Now move into appreciation. Do that again. And send the energy of that appreciation out your heart to that double helix again. And I am asking all of your healing teams that as you send out that appreciation, that those genes that recognize that you are love incarnate are activated within you. Your healing team, which consists of soul healing angels and CodeNet technicians and Almost Healing friends, and some of you have invited others in, which is perfectly fine, are all doing their job from great love and appreciation, to change the structure of your genetic code. So I now call upon your healing team to should use the process that I have already instructed them with. And it is a complex structure, complex process. To activate within you, which also recalls the deactivation of the opposite, to activate within you the memories of being love. The memory, the feeling of being home. Now, this is a fine balance because you are human with this body. And some of you who struggle with these emotions of depression and anxiety, the whole purpose of this is not to set a longing into you of being home quickly. It is simply to give you that memory that no matter where you go or what you do, you are still home. You are definitely walking between two worlds, the world of the human illusion and the world of home, where you are enfolded and you are loved and accepted totally and completely as you are. I ask your encodement team and your rest of your healing team to activate within these two strands of DNA the remembrance of you being loved. Now, they are also putting into place a system, which is built into your DNA, by the way, the two strands, a system where this information is moving from the double helix into the other five double helixes of DNA to make the 12 strands. And that will activate eventually, not immediately, but it is starting to activate the additional six strands. In other words, I mean, the additional 12 strands. So you have all of these strands. I am now asking that your team activate within you the memory of why you chose this lifetime. That you chose this lifetime to experience love in a particular way. You could call it the purpose of your lifetime if you want. Not the action. The ultimate purpose, which is to experience love in a particular way. I'm asking them to make those changes within you. Now move back into appreciation. Wherever that place of appreciation was, I want you to move back in. I am asking now that your team activate within you, and when I say activate, in a sense, making your genes much more sensitive to the appreciation that you have, the gratitude and appreciation you have. That energy activates your DNA, and I'm talking about when activating, I'm talking about activating what some of you call higher sense perception, your clairvoyance, your clairaudience, your clairsentience. Say heart source again. bring to mind and then experience the appreciation for someone, something. Breathe deeply. Now, ask that memory of who it is you truly are, love, be activated within your DNA. Allow yourself to experience the changes that are happening within you. Some of you are going to feel a lightness of being, almost as if your body is becoming lighter. That is because your vibration is rising. One of the things that you can make a choice to do in this lifetime, in this period of ascension, is you can choose to ascend with your body but still be here upon the earth, and you'll experience that lightness within you. You will begin to experience some of the, what people call the psychic abilities, more easily, as in hearing and seeing. Don't be surprised if you suddenly hear something and nobody is around. Someone may call your name with great love. You may begin to experience different aromas. When you stay within your heart source and stay in a place of gratitude and appreciation, notice I'm using that instead of love, but it's the same thing of what I mean. Be in that place of gratitude and appreciation. You are continuing the process of remembering that you are love itself, so that when you wake up in the morning, you stretch and you go, I am love. Just as Jesus knew to the fullness of himself who he was when he awakened, I put that in quotes, in the tomb. After going through the horrors of the crucifixion, as you go through the horrors of your own crucifixion in your own life, where you put to death the little ego, which is the result of so much turmoil in your life, because it is the little ego which sees the actions of someone outside of yourself as being directed to you personally, when actually the actions of someone outside of yourself that are, shall we call it negative, let's say low vibration, is a result of their fear. So this one, I'm speaking for you as an example with someone the other day in a phone conference. The thing was, if you knew that there was a rattlesnake there, would you not avoid it and give it its space? But if you did not know the rattlesnake was there, is it your fault that you got bit by the rattlesnake? You do not always know when someone is very sensitive and hostile and angry and are like that rattlesnake, feeling threatened, when you had an intention of hurting the rattlesnake. You do not know what is going on in another person. As you stay more in a gratitude, in that place of gratitude and appreciation, and you stay within your heart source, your ability to sense the energy of another grows stronger. And you will know when that other is a rattlesnake ready to be, to strike out at anyone that walks past, because it is fearful and it is afraid and it is trying to protect itself. If you can see, experience, know that when others strike out at you, it is their fear. Not of you, it's just their fear. And you move into a place of deep appreciation, and you can just bring up whatever it is that you can feel appreciative of. And be in your heart source. And set your intention to dissolve the energy, their energy that came out and struck at you. Just as if you were able to immediately neutralize the venom of a snake. And with your love, with your appreciation, to neutralize the venom of their action. And to know and stay within yourself and know within yourself very simply. That is not who they truly are. They are love incarnate. I am love incarnate. And I choose not to have that energy, that pain, that wound, those fang marks upon my body, upon my energy, upon my heart. So, dear ones, this is what you do now. We have done the major work. The rest is up to you. Make it a habit to be in your heart source at all times and to be in a place of gratitude and appreciation. Be in that place of gratitude and appreciation so much that you become gratitude and appreciation, no matter what happens to you at all. The Christian scriptures have a place where it says, praise the Lord always and in all things. Be in gratitude and in appreciation in all ways and in all things. And that, my dear ones, will continue the metamorphosis of your genetic code and enhance the revelation and evolution of the crystalline DNA, which will enhance sending it out to the other strands that are coming. They're connected. They're already there. They just need to be awake. So this is really a simple process, is it not? Be in your heart source. Be in gratitude and appreciation. Know that you are love incarnate. And you can do the simple exercise that I had given you earlier. But to see the strands of your DNA in front of you and to move into appreciation, gather up all of that energy and breathe it out onto the DNA and activate it. And your healing team will be working with you on this. So that, my dear one, that simple process we did today is the power of who it is you truly are, and that you are aspects of myself and aspects of Metatron, and we ourselves are aspects of the one that you call the God of the gods of the gods, the true energy that we truly do not yet know, you truly do not yet know, and you do not need to know, because you are a part of that energy, not apart from. A part of. And now, Metatron and I, we enfold you in our love. We are here anytime you call upon us. Our blessing, our love are with you. And I am Amma, the Divine Mother of the Divine Mothers, and I am your mother who carries you continually in my womb, nourishing and nurturing you. Okay, this is Kathy. So how are y'all doing? Anybody hear the background noise if you'll hit star six?
It was wonderful, Kathy.
Absolutely wonderful. That was so intense. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
That was.
Thank you, Kathy. Wow.
Thank you.
That was wonderful.
Thank you. That was cool. Kathy, will you be having this transcribed?
Oh, yes. It's going to be transcribed. I think what I'm also going to do is to just separate out that small segment. I'll give you the whole recording, but I'll also separate that small segment where Amma starts to have us go into the back of our heart source and do that process.
That's great. That was really, really powerful and transforming.
Wow.
I know that. I have tears in my eyes, so I just
I will be listening to this one a lot, I think.
I
thank
think
you
so.
So much.
Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome. So those of you who celebrate Easter, enjoy and remember what Amma said. When you get up in the morning, stretch and go, I am love.
Yeah.
Kathy.
Yes. I am going to do that, yeah.
Yeah.
Kathy,
did somebody say they had a question?
Yes, me, Kimberly. Hi, Kathy, thank you. If we do the part that you're going to bring out, if we do it often, will it be like a cumulative effect?
Yes, it'll enhance the experience. So remember that we have so many layers within us to convince ourselves that we are not love. I mean, we had to forget everything. So it's like, well, I think of it, and I don't know why this image comes to mind, but any of you who have been to France and seen Napoleon's tomb, he has this, Napoleon is in this casket, that's in a 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 casket, literally. And then it's this huge building, which is actually very beautiful. Now, if you're like me and you can sense beings when you go in, he still has all these people guarding him. There's nobody else in there physically, but. So if you think of how little the first casket must have been, because he wasn't a very big man, you know. He probably wasn't any bigger than me. I'm just barely 5'2". I'm not even 5'2". But anyway, I try to, you know, stretch that extra quarter of an inch. They have all of these caskets. And so where you see is this, on his tomb is this huge casket. So think about the love that you are and who it is you truly are put in all of these lead lined, think of the strongest thing that you can. And so that is how important it was to forget. Now what happens to forget that we are loved? You may notice these children that are coming in now that know more of who they are as love. So remember, that what you're seeing in the world today, we're getting it big time in the U.S. with what's going on in our political system. But there was something on Facebook, somebody presented there was what they call a meme, you know, it looks like a little poster for those of you that aren't on Facebook. And it contained on there what the news media, the different acts of terrorism that the news media has put on. And it has been things like what happened in the U.S., what's happened in Paris, what's happened in Brussels. It's what's happened in the Western world. But what they have not published and what this one contained were all the areas of terrorism that occurred in non-Western countries, like in the Middle East and in Africa.
Africa.
Yeah. And so what happens is that you see that where our media is also, and because of our media, because of the instantaneous communication of Facebook, of Twitter, of people being able to make these videos and just send them off, is that you're seeing how these horrors are going on worldwide. It's not just here. And so the light and the dark are being, it's like the dark is coming up for us to make a decision. So what is dark? What is light? And some people honestly don't know what is dark and what is light because of where they are. So we have to hold that memory for them. And we're not all going to agree. But if we do that within love and within appreciation, we will find that we will come into accepting in the oneness of all people. Ooh, somebody said.
That was me.
It's just a really, it's an unfolding. Think of it as an unfolding.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something that really is going to seem kind of strange. Don't worry about the rest of the world. Work only upon yourself. Work only upon yourself. And that light will go out. And then when you're going out into the world and you see something, you just feel motivated from within to smile at someone. You know, when you're filled with light, you smile at everybody. They don't always return the smile. They may think you're kind of crazy, but that's okay.
But isn't that egotistical not to think about the rest of the world?
Why is that egotistical?
Because it sounds like we don't care.
Does it? Think about it, though.
Yeah.
It's a paradox, is it not?
Yes. Like if you see all these, you know, like on the news and stuff, you see all the horrors that are happening, and we're sitting in the break room with all the people, and they're saying, oh, isn't that terrible? Isn't that horrible? And I'm just sitting there like, so, you know, it doesn't make me look too good.
Well, what you can just do is say, you don't have to say anything. Just send all of those people love.
Yeah, okay.
And that's, so what it is that other people may perceive you to be egotistical because you are working on a different plane here. So what I mean by a different plane is we are living in an illusion. We are totally in an illusion.
Wow.
And what is really happening is those people who are doing horrible things aren't aware that they are love incarnate. And so when we send love to them, it is being in a place of awakening, helping to awaken for them and give strength when it's the victims of terror, to give them strength to get free, whatever it is. If it's those who are the perpetrators of terror, it is to send some love and hoping that it is reminding them of who it is that they truly are. So when you also remember, was it Amma that said in the Christian scriptures, it says to give praise to God at all, always. Thanks. I could look that up somewhere. But when I was involved in charismatic renewal, we were taught to say praise the Lord no matter what it was that happened. So when you see the terror, it's not something you're going to proclaim, right? Because people are going to shoot you.
Yeah.
And I use that euphemistically and not euphemistically at the same time. But if what you do is go into a place of gratitude and appreciation that there is such a definite difference between the light and the dark, the people make choices to not choose the dark. And yet when you look in our society, I don't know how it is in Canada, but I look on Facebook, and when you look in our society, here we are telling the kids not to bully each other, and who are the biggest bullies around? It's the adults. And so that is an example of the difference between light and dark. And so what you are doing is that it's known in science, and we now know that it's something that happens in the brain physiologically, that people who were abused as children, they become the abusers. And you see that in a national situation, that a country that was abused becomes abusers. And one of the ways you can see that is that oh gosh, I don't want to get into anything political, so try not to think of this as political, but the horrors that were perpetrated upon the Jews,
uh-huh.
And yes, there were many other millions of people killed besides Jews in the Holocaust, but how they're treating the Palestinians. So you have those two things that are occurring. You see the horrors that were perpetrated upon African Americans in slavery. And remember, whether you agree with Obama or not, Obama's energy is not of the slave energy because his family never was a slave. Now Michelle's is, and his girls are. But Obama was not from that energy, which is interesting. That's a whole nother talk. But you see what's happening with the African Americans who are of the slave mentality of them moving into hatred of white. You see women who have been abused being moved into hatred of men. So instead of seeing the difference between dark and light and choosing to live in light, they instead become more of darkness in a different way. And our job is to be in that place of gratitude that this is being revealed to us and send the energy of gratitude, which is the energy of love. That's what Amma was trying to tell us. That's the energy of the purity of love out to others. For those from the Christian tradition, that's resurrection energy.
It's like holding the space of love, right?
Kathy.
Yes.
When I was meditating, I was told that a guide told me that when I watch the news, when I read the news, and I see these horrific things, I mean, things that you can't imagine, they said that that's when you call upon the unconditional God, you know, love energy, and you send it through you. You ask God to send it through you to them, to the victims, to the perpetrators, to everybody involved, and they said. And I said, "Ooh, that's hard for me to include the perpetrators." But they said, "That's exactly what you have to do. That's the love. That is real, true love. And when you put yourself in that place and you experience that, then you bring that energy to the world that helps change things, not just continue to have this struggle against good and evil in this eternal battle."
You summarized it perfectly.
Wow.
You summarized it perfectly. So with that, because it's been an hour and a half, I want to thank you for joining me on this beautiful, beautiful day. I know some of you are in the midst of snow. We happen to be in the midst of beautiful blue skies here in Sedona. And my love and blessings to you. And just if you feel moved, please share with me. Whatever's happened. Did I hear somebody saying they had a comment or question? Nope. Okay. Blessings to each one of you.
Thank you. To everyone.
Blessings. Thank you.
And to all of you. I have great appreciation for all of you.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.